To call Graham Greene's output prodigious would be something of an understatement. Since his early days as a film critic in the 30s, Greene's written 4 screenplays, 24 novels, 4 collections of essays, not to mention kids' books, travel books, 2 biographies, and 2 autobiographies. Book critic John Leonard has just read Graham Greene's latest work, The Captain and the Enemy.
Graham Greene's latest is less a novel than a half dozen ideas for novels, almost as many unfinished characters, and many more grace notes, moody ghosts in fitful search for meaning, for an organizing principle. There is the novel idea of Vincent, his childhood in England as an outcast, and his inability to care about anyone, especially his father. There is the novel idea of a love affair, by airmail, between the captain, a thief on several continents, and Liza, who never leaves her house. And a novel idea of the captain somehow, suddenly, in Central America, working for left-wing revolutionaries. There's also the novel idea of Quigley, an American intelligence agent pretending in Panama to be a newspaper reporter. And finally, there's the novel idea of the writer as a young man, a cannibal of his own experience, feeding on all who touch him. None of these novels has been written by Graham Greene. Aspects of them come to us in separate parts in the same parcel, like a Taiwanese do-it-yourself kit. We can put them together ourselves if we want a good book, out of our memories of other novels by Greene, like The Quiet American, Our Man in Havana, and The Comedians, with some help from his memoir, A Sort of Life, and from his peculiar account, called Getting to Know the General, of his drinking buddy relationship with Omar Torrijos, the late dictator of Panama, the one before Noriega. In other words, Greene, for whom a Nobel Prize is long past due, has trained us to do his work for him. We know from a lifetime of reading him that all children are spies, all families are conspiracies, renunciation is a kind of love, Americans abroad are wicked, and novelists are full of envy and resentment. We can be counted on to imagine a captain and a Quigley more interesting than he bothers to make them here. A better Liza with dimensions of being instead of ingredients of character half-baked. Another Vincent, whose passionate neediness and sense of abandonment have bloodlines connecting him to conscience and pity. We know from his other recent winter novels, Monsignor Quixote and Dr. Fisher of Geneva, that Greene's not always so weary, so burnt out. We might even add some God to this notebook looking for a novel, because God's otherwise entirely missing from The Captain and the Enemy, as if Greene had given up on him, as if he'd called off their unrequited love affair. We have the right to refuse to believe in an absence of God from Graham Greene. God's only hiding, if not in ambush, then because he's scared of the novelist. There's a wonderful passage in his best-known book, The Power and the Glory, where the whiskey priest looks into the hard old raisin eyes of a peasant woman who has just insisted on her love of God. "How do you know?" the priest asks her. "Loving God isn't any different from loving a man or a child. It's wanting to be with him, to be near him. It's wanting to protect him from yourself." Well, that's the Graham Greene I love, and I wish I could protect him from my disappointment and from himself.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Captain and the Enemy by Graham Greene.